This podcast is all about getting divorced without losing your mind, where Corey Shapiro, a seasoned New York City divorce attorney, shares valuable insights from his book, Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind. He'll teach you how to be more creative and less reactive in your divorce. He also dives into discussions with experts and thought leaders on navigating divorce intelligently and calmly.
Welcome to the podcast. This is the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast. I am Corey Shapiro, your faithful host. We're on season 4, episode 19. Let me ask you, have you ever felt like a volcano ready to erupt? Have you ever felt so overwhelmed that even the tiniest thing is going to set you off? Well, buckle up, because we are in store for a 5-part series on turning hot emotion. You know, that hot emotion. It's a cool energy, cool, clear energy. That's what we're doing here. Let me go over the 5 tips so you have it. I'm also have it on the screen if you're watching the video on YouTube. All right. Tip number 1 is prepare for the long war. Tip number 2 is resist internal and external pressure to act on the spur of the moment. Tip number 3, be hopeful even when you don't feel confident. And tip 4, resolve not to escalate. And tip 5, do nothing. But today, we are focusing on tip number 1, which is prepare for the long war. But before we get into that, let's start with our quote. And it's from Margaret Atwood. It goes like this. War is what happens when language fails. Makes me think of when I was a child, or maybe I'm hearing it lately, that use your words. Tell me what you need. Well, if we're in war, we got a failure to communicate. So think about that as we go through this process. Okay, let me start off with the first tip or sub-tip about this tip number 1. First, listen, it's going to be a challenging process getting a divorce. You know, it might be easier for some, but it's never easy. And I want you to think of getting in front of these challenges. Let me give you something that's on my mind recently. The weather's changing here in New York. And, you know, we go camping maybe once or twice a year. For anyone who has gone camping, you know, there's a lot of things you have to bring. And there's no, you know, Walgreens or Duane Reade on the corner to pick up things in case you need it, like bug spray. And it's taken us a lot of time. Me and my wife, it's taken us a lot of years to figure out we forget things. So we've made a checklist. We have gotten ahead. We have prepared for those challenges. Why? Well, when you go camping and you don't have the supplies you need, it is frustrating. So realize that it's going to be a challenging process, and the more you can get ahead of it, the better you'll be. The next thing I want you to think about is things are not going to always go your way. There's going to be setbacks. You're going to lose battles, these battles. What we're aiming for is winning the war, but you're going to lose battles. If we're talking about the weather, let's say we're going on a vacation and we're thinking about planning a trip to the Caribbean. In our mind, do we think of rainy days? No, we think of beautiful days at the beach. It's always going to be nice and sunny. It's not going to be any problems. But trust me, there's going to probably be a rainy day. And when you have that rainy day, bring an umbrella. Okay, the other thing I want you to think about is sometimes, I didn't say all the time, sometimes people who are dealing with you, the professionals who are dealing with you, may make you feel small. I'm sorry to say this. If you're in a difficult divorce, there's a lot of stress. There's a lot of pressure. It's going to start off, obviously, with your spouse. They're expressing how they feel in a very negative way because they're stressed. And they're just projecting it onto you. It's going to happen probably from opposing counsel, maybe as a tactic to pressure you into one way or the other. It may come from the judge who's ornery, or maybe that's just the way they are, in certain situations. May come from your attorney who maybe is stressed, overwhelmed. So realize this. Hopefully you'll get good treatment. Hopefully you'll be empowered and supported. But at times, you may feel small and it may be tough. There may be some tough days. And I just want to prepare you for that. All right, so here's the quick summary. If you haven't thought of it already, I want you to be prepared. Be prepared for the long war. And if it's a short battle, excellent, great, happy for you. But now you know what you're getting into. Kind of reminds me of that quote, I think, in the business world where they under-promise and over-deliver. If you get a package from B&H Photo, one of my favorite stores here in New York City, and yes, even if you're not in New York City, you should shop from them. Excellent store, great service. And they, in New York City, they deliver things the next day. And I've ordered many things from them, and rarely does it come any time later than a day. It's amazing. But sometimes it doesn't. That's just the way things are. So hopefully you'll have a easier divorce than not, but prepare for the long war just in case. All right, let's move to our question. And thank you for submitting questions. You can submit voice questions. You can go on to our website for the podcast and get a link and submit questions. I also think there's a link in the show notes for asking a question. And this one's a general one. It's, how long does a divorce take? Well, let me give you a typical guidelines or a typical answer. If there's no court, could be weeks to months. Now, this is just to resolve the substantive aspects of the divorce, to come to an agreement, but not necessarily actually to get divorced. That depends. In a more busy jurisdiction like New York, it could be months to over a year, even on an uncontested divorce. But in less busy areas, it could be just weeks to a month or two. However, if you're in court, it could be months to years. And if you have one of those nasty subsets of a court divorce, a traditional divorce, which I like to call a derail divorce, that's a divorce that's over 3 years, it could be 7, 8, 9 years going. I mean, these divorces can be longer than the marriage. But let me give you, that's the surface typical answer. Let me give you the deeper answer. I think a divorce really could last, the impact of the divorce could last a lifetime. Think of this. If you were kidnapped, and I hope you never have to experience that, knocking on my head for anyone, because that would be crazy. But if you were kidnapped and only held for 2 days, don't you think you'll never forget that experience? And I think that is how divorce is for a lot of people. You just never forget the experience, no matter if you were in an easier divorce or in a super, super challenging, difficult divorce. All right, listen, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being proactive about your divorce. I know it's hard to do, and to take time to invest in your divorce is commendable. So keep going, keep pushing, because I believe that you can be more creative, you could be less reactive, and you could really make a difference in your divorce for you, for your children, based on your behavior. I believe in you. Now, next episode, we're moving to tip 2, which was, we're going to resist the internal and external pressure to act on the spur of the moment. Take care.
Thank you for tuning in to the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast. We would love to hear your feedback. Send Corey an email to feedback@gettingdivorced.org. And if you've read his book, please consider leaving an Amazon review. This podcast offers general information only. It cannot replace legal advice. If you need tailored advice, contact an attorney licensed to practice in your area.